Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
When I was like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides. And my name was Fast Arrow. And my daddy was Strongbow. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids. And I learned how to cook and how to fish. And I learned how to make kites. And I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout. And we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes. But my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband. And my dad had like 6 feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time.
What's up?
And I said, you want to get some crack? And she said, yeah, I want to get some. So you know somebody? And I said, well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do. And she said, okay. And I said, well, Ray, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call. And while I was walking out of the casino, she hollered all the way across the casino and made sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke. And I'm looking at her like, oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope. I said, she must be crazy. So I walked out, and I made the call. And my buddy said, yeah, I'll meet you at your house.
Let it go.
then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. And we just sat there. We were in a state of shock. And Anthony was not giving it up. He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid. But he wanted that radio. And when they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. And I'm like, what was I gonna do? That dude was big. We told him not to bring that radio. Anthony's little brother didn't even get up and do anything.
There were two men that were taking pictures of the animals in the jungle. They were taking pictures of the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. Well, one man bent down, took his boots off, and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, hey, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear. And the man looked at him and said, outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
So, the bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. and Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
Tell your mamas that you're happy that you're here, and be nice to the mamas because they didn't have to have the baby. And, you know, when they had that big head pop out between their legs, they were howling and screaming, and they were fussing up a storm until that baby was actually here. And then they were looking, saying, oh, my baby, so beautiful. Even if you were a funny-looking, big-headed kid, your mama was still loving you. And that's the way it goes.
and throw it in the audience. And the people would dive on the floor to get them dollars. And then I'd go and I'd count the money and I'd raise it up. So I go, and I'd laugh.
Big bang track metal bang. 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 Big bang track metal bang.
And I'd walk around and I'd count the money again and I'm kissing the money and everything and I'm playing to the money. And I count it again and I pull out another dollar. And I ball it up and throw it in the crowd. And people are just going crazy.
Big bang track metal bang. 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 Big bang track metal bang.
And I would act like I was going to give them some money. I'd count out like $10 or $20. And I'd go to hand it to them. And then when they reach for the money, I'd pull it back and laugh.
Big bang track metal bang. 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 Big bang track metal bang.
I was in Los Angeles, California. I think I was like 19 at the time. And I was dating this girl named Brenda. And her mother asked me if I was coming to her house for a birthday party. And I said, sure, I'm her boyfriend. I'll be at her party. So her mother said, okay, are you going to bring her a present? And I said, sure. I'm going to bring her a present. I said, by the way, how old is she going to be on her birthday? And her mother told me she was going to be 15. And I was like, 15? Now, this looked like a grown woman with big breasts and a beautiful face. And I was like, 15? 15? That means I was dating a 14-year-old girl.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience. And I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old. And he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on? Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good. I was in Long Beach, California, and I was a photographer. I had a portable studio that I used to carry with me, and I'd go to different nightclubs, and I would take pictures of people. And, well, I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and at 2 o'clock, I packed up all my equipment, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me.
Pussy is free, pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Only I can read. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all.
One girl was tall and dark
skin, and the other girl was light skin. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus, but my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Well, why don't you come with us? We got a house, and you can keep us company." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed," and the other girl said, "I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay. I'ma go with y'all to your house.
Pussy is free. Pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh yeah, I can weed. Yeah, okay. I'ma go with y'all to your house."
So I walked down the street with them to their house. And I'm like, "What are you guys doing out here?" And they said, "We're out here turning tricks." And I said, "Oh, okay." And the other girl says, "Well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets." And I asked the real pretty one, I said, "Where do you live?" And she says, "I'm not from around here. I go to school in Lakewood." And I'm like, "Lakewood?" She says, "Yeah, I go to Lakewood High School. And I'm in the 11th grade." And I said, "You're in the 11th grade?" And I said, "Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Pussy is free. Pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house."
So we get to the house, and I put my stuff inside the front door and sit on the sofa in the living room. Well, there's another dude in the house, and he got a robe on, and he sits on a sofa across from me. And I'm looking, and I'm like, "Oh, what's up, man?" And he goes, "Hey, how you doing?" And he was sitting there watching TV. And then the girls came in, and they sat down, and the little light-skinned girl started flirting with me.
Pussy is free. Pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So the light-skinned girl was sitting next to me. So she gets up, and she goes and pours me a glass of cognac. And then she sits down on the sofa next to me, and she pulls out the cigar box, and she rolls me a joint, and I'm smoking a joint, and I'm passing it to her, and she's like, "I don't smoke." And I go to pass it to the guy on the sofa on the other side, and he says, "I don't smoke either." So then I pass it to the other girl that walked in with her, and she says, "She doesn't smoke." And I go, "Okay, so I guess I'm the only one smoking."
Pussy is free. Pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So I'm drinking my coffee, and I'm smoking the joint, and I'm chilling. And then the tall girl that walked in with me, she goes into the bathroom, and she comes back, and she has a bathrobe on. And she's taking her wig off, and obviously she had a bra that was stuffed with paper. So now she's flat chested. She looks like a man. And she sits on the sofa next to the guy.
Pussy is free. Pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
And I was like, "Look, I'm not here to mess around with you guys. So, you know, I ain't gonna really do nothing." And the girl says, "Well, we're not real women anyway. And I said, "You're not women?" I said, "What does that mean?" She says, "Well, we're really men, and we can dress like women because we go and we turn tricks on the street." And I said, "You're not women?" And she says, "No, we're not." And I said, "Oh, okay, that sounds good." So I'm sitting in the room with these people, right?
Pussy is free, pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. And she
what girl?
Over the armrest of the sofa, and the dude that was sitting on the bed on the sofa next to her.
What girl?
He opens up his gown, and his dick is hard as a rock. I mean, it's straight, like, right about 10 inches long. It was huge.
What the fuck?
I was like, "Damn, what the fuck is going on?" And he crawls up behind this girl.
What girl?
And he sticks his dick in her.
What girl?
And I'm going, "What the fuck?" And I'm like, "Wow, this is really a trip."
Pussy is free, pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. He's dragging this girl.
What girl?
And I'm like, "Oh shit." And the other girl,
what girl?
The girl is what girl? To me, and she starts playing in my hair, and she's rubbing
what
my
girl?
Back, and she's like, "Ooh, I'm getting horny."
What girl?
So if you want to get into that party, go ahead. And I'm just sitting here smoking my weed and drinking my cavalli. And I'm looking at the TV, but I'm watching them. I'm like, "Oh, shit. This dude is banging." Now, I'm really tripping because this dude is banging the hell out of this girl.
What girl?
And she ain't making no sound.
Pussy is free, pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. And I'm like, "Oh shit." And I get up and I go stand in front of the girl.
What
that
girl?
Was leaning over the sofa. And she got a dick. She's jacking off. Trying to do the thing. And he's right, this ass. And the girl,
what girl?
Guy, now, I know it's a man, he's jacking off. He's playing with himself while the other dude is hiding his butt. I just hear this slapping sound. And I'm going, what? But this girl ain't saying nothing.
What girl?
He's just jacking off.
Pussy is free. Pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. So I sit up and I'm drinking my cognac and smoking my joint, and I'm sitting in the chair because I've moved from the sofa from where the light-skinned dude was sitting. I'm sitting in a chair now. So he can't rub on my back and play in my hair no more. I done moved away. So I left him sitting on the sofa by himself. And I'm sitting on a chair. And I'm drinking my drink and smoking my joint. And I'm watching the show. I don't even know what's on TV now because my interest has totally gone away from what's on TV.
Pussy is free, pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. So after about 30 minutes, the dude stopped banging. So the two of them were sitting on the sofa, and they start watching TV. Like nothing had happened. I think the girl,
what girl?
Or the guy, the girl that I came in with, let me say it like that. She gets up and she goes in and pours herself a glass of cognac. and she comes down, and she sits on the sofa next to the guy, and she's drinking cognac. And I'm sitting up there, and I'm smoking weed, and now everybody's watching the TV. And I'm like, what the fuck, is that it?
Pussy is free, pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
And
pray,
so
please.
I'm sitting there, and I'm drinking my Cavassier, and I'm smoking my weed. And when I look up on my watch, it's 5:30. And I finished smoking my weed, and I drank the other glass of Cavassier. And I go to the door, I pack my stuff, and I walk out the door. And the little light skinwalker walks me downstairs.
What girl?
And I say, well, I'll see you later. And she says, well, you can come back and visit anytime since you know where we are. And I said, okay, I'll remember that.
Pussy is free. Pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
How come you didn't leave?
Because I was waiting for my bus to come.
So you didn't mind the environment?
No, it was something that I didn't have to make, but it ain't like it's a new thing. I've seen it before.
You've seen men have sex before?
Yeah. I've been around the block, man.
And I want to say, may my partner, Bernard Holloway, may he rest in peace, and riding his motorcycle, he died on an accident on the freeway. When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle, and my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda. And we would go and we would ride in the dirt. And we would ride all through the neighborhood, up and down the street. And somebody always wanted to ride.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
So me and my boy Bernard, we used to see who could pop the longest wheel. So as long as you had your balance, you could ride for a while. Now, since I had a two-stroke, I could do like one or one and a half houses. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke Honda, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. We're talking 34 houses. He could just ride. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch. And my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
But one of the things we did, we had a water balloon fight with all the kids on the street. And Warren and Chucky come running out from behind the bush with a 25-gallon trash can full of water. And all the water in the trash can just hit us.
And all I did was put my head down and duck. And I just punched him. And the whole fight went over sideways. And then we're sliding down the street on the side of the bike. And Bernard falls off the bike. And he's bouncing down the street. So eventually the bike comes to a stop. Bernard gets up. He's mad as hell. And so I had to go to the hospital and have get some stitches.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. We didn't play anymore after that. Every time we brought the bikes out, we were riding somewhere. So I was going to Carson to change my clothes, and we were racing. So we were going down Van Ness. They got caught in Central. So I made the light. Then I'm gunning it, rolling down the street. And somebody is driving in the lane next to me. And they decide at the last minute, they don't even signal. They just move over. And then all of a sudden they see brake lights come on. And I get in the middle of the street. I just nowhere to go but slam on my brakes. And I bounced down the street. And then I got, the ambulance came and picked me up and took me to Englewood Hospital.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. And the next morning, I got up to ride to school, and my mother follows me in case I broke down. Now, when I'm riding to school, I'm riding. I'm punching it. So I'm riding down the street, and I'm cutting in and out of cars. That's how I ride. You know, I'm a rider. So I was doing all of that on the way to school, and my mother was trying to keep up with me, and I lost her. I said, oh, well, she know where I'm going. She'll catch up with me. And I pulled into my school, and I was locking my bike up, and my mother pulled into the parking lot. And I'm like, where's your van? And she said, I was trying to keep up with you, but you were speeding, going in and out of cars and in and out of traffic, riding like a madman. And I got a ticket.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. So one day we were at my house, and my buddy Bernard came by, and he got a KC-1000. And his bike is laid. Oh, man, it's chromed out. So he let me ride it. And we got a street in Carson. It's a mile right away. It's a mile run with no lights, no stop signs, no stopping. You just roll. And I was riding. I went down to Avalon, and I turned around, and I punched it. Rolling. And I passed this car going the other way, and it was my mama. And my mama told my little brother, she said, look at that fool. He's riding without no helmet, riding fast. He's a fool. And my little brother said, that boy that you call a fool that's riding the bike, that's your son.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. And do you know, one day,
I was driving my car, and I came home, and something told me to look at my bicycle. And I came in the garage, and I looked for my motorcycle, and it wasn't there. And I went to my mother, and I said, Mama, my bike's not out here. Where is my motorcycle? And she said, your bike isn't out there, baby. You sure? And I'm like, yeah, Mom, I'm looking. I don't see it. It ain't out here. She's like, oh, I didn't know. I don't know. And I'm like, well, if somebody stole it, we got insurance on it. We can buy another one. And she said, nope, we're not getting another bike. Nope, 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 nope. That's it. You're not getting another motorcycle. You better enjoy your car, because you're not getting another motorcycle.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. And I think to this, I had a Mustang. A Mustang. A Mustang. A Mustang. I'm G Money. The Pimp Comic. I had a Mustang. Oh, yeah. I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh, yeah. I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh yeah, I had tinted windows. And my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of hell. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. fucking 3 inches off of the ground? Come on now. Yeah. Show me what you can do. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do.
Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and
I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
I went to a Catholic elementary school, but I wanted to go to a public junior high school. So I asked my mother if I could go to a public school, and she said she would sign me up for Orville Wright Junior High School. And I had some interesting people in my class. And then they added another guy to my class that came in late. And I said, "What is your name?" And he said, "You heard of Tina Turner? You heard of Ike Turner? I'm the second son. I'm Craig. That's right. I'm Craig Turner." And I said, "Okay." And I told everybody in my group, "Oh, he's going to be a problem."
So one day I was in a game, I was playing, and I was playing right field. And I was playing against my buddy's team, a guy there I grew up with. He always had aspirations of playing pro ball. And he played on all of the adult teams as we were growing up. He was always playing on somebody's team somewhere. So when I got a chance to play against him, I was really excited. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team, so I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. And so they put me in right field. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So I was playing in right field, even though I'm a ball player, but the coaches didn't really know that. So they put me in right field, and we were playing in a game against my buddy's team. DeWitt is his name. That's his last name. I don't remember his first name. But DeWitt was a ball player. He played second base on all the adult teams that he ever played for. He was an infielder, and he was real fast, and he was real sharp with the baseball. He could make catch grounders. He could catch fly balls. He was a good athlete. So he got up to bat, and I'm playing right field, and he hit a line drive to right field that hit the ground in front of me, and it was rolling toward me, and I'm running up for the ball, and I watched DeWitt. He goes around first base, and he turns in, and I'm like, oh, he's legal game now, and then he keeps running, and I say, oh, I know he's not going to try to run on me. He knows better. I'm a gun him. I'm going to get him at second base. I'm going to gun his ass. I'm going to get him. And I'm thinking, yep, I'm going to run up on the ground ball, and I'm going to scoop it up, and I'm going to throw a shot to second base, and I'm going to get him because he knows better than to run on his arm because I'm an outfielder, and he knows I know how to play the game. But because he knew I was in the outfield, he was going to challenge me. And I'm like, you don't challenge me, boy. I'm good. I'm going to get you if you try to run on this arm. And I turned, and I ran up to scoop the ball up, and I was running. And I went down to scoop the ball up, and I came up with the ball expecting to throw him out at second base, and I missed the ball. The ball rolled right under my glove and kept rolling. And so I had to stop running, turn around, and run the ball down. And he turned second base, and he sees that I missed the ball. So he runs to third base, and he turns third base like he's going to get an inside-the-park home run. Well, I pick up the ball, and I hit my cutoff man. I hit the first baseman right in the chest. Wow! I hit him with a straight shot from right field because I got a gun, and they know I can throw the ball. And I threw it and hit him, and the first baseman turns and throws it to the plate, and DeWitt saw the ball get to the plate before he could actually run down the third base line. And he realized that he couldn't score on me. So he turned around and ran back to third base. So he took a triple. He took like a triple for that. Yes, you like that, huh? Yeah. So he took a triple out of what should have been a ground out. I should have thrown his ass out at second base. But he got away with getting to third base. So he took a stand-up triple on me because I missed the ball. Yes. And then somebody got up and hit a base hit, and he scored. So that was one run that they got that they shouldn't have gotten. I should have gunned him at second base, because when he came around first base, he should have got gunned, because he should have known better. You don't run to second on a ground ball to right field. No, the right fielder scoops the ball up and throws a shot to second base, and the second baseman tags the runner out. It's that easy. But because I missed the ball, I went down and I came up, and I should have went down with two hands with my glove and my bare hand, and I should have caught the ball, but I didn't. It rolled under my glove, and it just kept rolling. And I realized I missed the ball, and I turned around and ran it down. And then I got the ball, and I threw a shot to the first baseman because he was standing by the pitcher's mound because the play was at the plate. And he was my cutoff man, so he had his arms up in the air waiting on my throw. And I threw a shot from right field all the way and hit him in the chest. And he caught the ball with his glove, and he turned and threw it to the catcher, and they stopped DeWitt from scoring. They made DeWitt run back to third base. And that's what happened on that play. And I was embarrassed. I talked to DeWitt after the game. He was like, yeah, boy, you thought you was going to get me. And I'm saying, you know you don't run on this arm, buddy. And he said, I got a temple on that arm. And I'm like, yeah, I've made an error, and you got the third on my error. But that don't happen often. In fact, that hasn't happened again since then. And I was just really disappointed because I wanted to gun him down. When I saw him turn the corner, I was like, oh, he's got to go. I got to get him. He can't stay. He can't run around first base and go to second on a ground ball. No, that doesn't happen. Not in big league ball. Maybe in little league it happens. But when you're playing big league, you're playing with grown men, you don't make mistakes like that. He should have been gunned. I should have threw him out with him trying to go to second base on a ground ball to right field. Come on now. If he had hit a ground ball to left field or a ground ball to center field, then he might be able to take second base. But not to right field. He don't take second base. But he must have thought I was sorry because I was playing in right field. And I already told you that's where they put the sorry players. They put them in right field. So everybody was, you know, expecting me to be a mess up. And his team really thought I was going to be a mess up because I was playing in right field. So when he hit the ball, I think he hit it directly to right field, thinking that he was going to run to second. He had already rounded first, and he didn't even slow down. He just took off running. And that way, I could tell that he wasn't interested in slowing down. He was taking the base all the way. And the fact that I made a mistake and missed the ball, it rolled under my glove, and he kept running. He rounded second base, and when he saw I didn't have the ball, he ran to third. And he had nerve to even turn third base like he was going to score, like he was going to run an in-the-park home run. He thought he was going to get one on me, and that wasn't happening. So I told him, that ain't happening on me. You don't run on me anyway. but you got a break because I missed the ball today. I was in too much of a hurry to get him because I knew it was him. And when he turned first base, I was like, oh, I'm getting your butt. I'm gunning you down. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting you. So you ain't running to second base on me. Not even. Not a chance. I'm going to gun you down. And I got a little excited, and I rushed the ball, and it went under my glove, and I scooped it, but I missed the ball. And so it rolled into the outfield. So I had to turn around and chase it down. And then I got the ball, and I threw it out. I threw the ball to the infielder, to the first baseman, who was standing on the mound with his hands up, talking about, hit me, I'm here, I'm here, I'm your cutoff man. And I'm like, I know who the cutoff man is. And I threw the ball, and we got the cutoff.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
Money and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They shot me now. Yes,
shut up already. Damn.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Hot like a blazing fire burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her room.
Shut up already. Damn.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Dip, snap, and drop. Sweet mother teeth. Dip, snap, and drop. Don't you get all that in them jeans?
I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue, got blue.
Shut up already, damn.
I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love
me. Shut up already, damn.
She was beautiful, big breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair, she had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. Hey, I'm so fly, they call me Chef Wattbear. Girls in my neighborhood, freak.
Shut break. Up already, damn.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Ooh, I know it. Ooh, I know it.
One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful. But she was beautiful.
Shut up!
She blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her roommate Janet.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool.
Get up. Get on down. Gotta get up. Get on down.
GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. Woo! I'm GG Money. I've been a G since the day I was born. GG Money. All the ladies love me and they want to be mine. GG Money. GG Money, GG Money, GG Money, GG Money, GG Money, woo, I'm GG Money. I've been a G since the day I was born. GG Money, I'm college educated. I got 5 degrees. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. Woo! I'm GG Money. I got a master's in education and a teaching degree. GG Money, a AA, a BS, and a BA degree. GG Money, GG Money, GG Money, GG Money, GG Money, DG Money. Woo! I'm DG Money. I wear diamonds and gold, and I dress real fine. DG Money. All the girls love me, cause I'm blowing their minds. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. Woo! I'm DG Money. I play the Sunday to speak my return to keep. DG Money. I was known as Big Brother. Serious business, that's me, DG Money. I was the step master, big dog on the yard, DG Money.
What, boy? The step, big dog on the yard?
I'm DG Money, DG Money, DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. Woo! I'm DG Money.
DJ Proper D. DJ Big Nasty. I'm G Money. The Pimp Tommy. And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, the birthdays for today. All right, here are the birthdays for today. July 27th, 2023. Happy birthday to Kelly Lewis. Happy birthday, Lion, to Chris Jackson. Happy birthday to Byron Kelly. Happy birthday to Harold Taylor. Happy birthday to Monique Dez. Happy birthday to Maricia Heller Mitchell. Happy birthday to Sister Peter Marie Bennett. Happy birthday to Arlene Town Morris. Happy birthday to Angie Valentine. And last but not least, happy birthday to Joy Moses Buford. That's it for birthdays today. So we just want to wish everyone a happy birthday. We're celebrating today, July 27th, 2023.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen. Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory's Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.